This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we're going to Disneyland. We're going to Disneyland. What was their song? I'm going to Disneyland. Well, not exactly. Yeah, not in that way. We're going to explain to you how a screenwriter, a movie maker for Disney is in a heap of hot water, apparently. And we're going to have to dissect this. But before we go there, Superdome, did you notice there's a lot of comments coming through on the SpaghettiOs story you made me cover yesterday? I think it was our friend Ronnie.
I like the way you put that. I like the way you put that. I made you cover it yesterday.
Right. It was kind of gross. It was funny, but it was gross. I look at SpaghettiOs and I go, you know, we used, you and I both used to eat a lot of those growing up. Chef Boyardee.
SpaghettiOs and Chef Boyardee raviolis, too.
Raviolis. Remember those? Yeah. Absolutely do. Now, yeah. We're getting a lot of people in the chat room saying that they've never eaten that. I think they're just kind of being a little bit holier than thou. They don't want to acknowledge and admit that they've eaten that growing up. Like, you know, we're not so above and beyond our past that we don't acknowledge how we got here. Come on, fess up if you've had them. I just don't want to eat them in Jell-O. I think we're all in agreement on that. But if y'all missed that, that was our finale yesterday. A very funny one of those reaction videos is somebody was making a dish, a bundt cake, apparently with Jell-O and spaghetti.
Well, yeah, he was watching. So, well, you know, because you have all these crazy online, like on YouTube, you can see these videos of people making, you know, food. And some of them are really out there. And this one particular guy does those types of reaction videos. They're very funny.
Well, you know what? Steve Feld, my buddy Steve, came by Sunday. And he said, you know, you should come over with Paul's family, and then we'll do – have you ever seen that movie – not a movie, the television show Chopped? I think it's on the Food Network. Where they
I don't think I've watched that one, no.
They're given a key ingredient, apparently, and they say, you have to make this into something, a dish, a dessert or something. And you got to, you know, do it, and then they compare it, and then someone gets chopped, and then until the final. And they said, we could do that, we could film it. Like, really? I don't think mine would go over that well, but I'm willing to try it, just no SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
Super Don, is there such a thing as a pragmatic idealist or an idealistic pragmatist? Is that have you ever encountered that in your life? I don't know which one is appropriate or not appropriate. What is it even real? Because sometimes I feel like I'm a pragmatic idealist, right? Okay. I love liberty. I believe in health freedom, and I believe in spiritual freedom. I want people to live their dreams. And yet I recognize the pragmatism part of me is like, yeah, we're on planet Earth, and there's a lot of...
Well, I think if there's anybody who's pragmatic around here, it's me, because I'm just the guy who's just like, screw all these stupid theories and blah, 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 who cares, just, you know, get off my lawn, right?
Right.
So, yeah, no, I get it. I kind of like that, actually.
But idealism is that, you know, you strive to live according to higher ideals, and you'd love your fellow man, woman, and child to live to those ideals as well.
Yeah.
But we're pragmatic and realistic that, you know, not everybody's going to do that. Now, you know, some people say, well, you want anarchy, you don't want any government. Look, if it could just do what the Constitution allows it to do and nothing more, I'd be okay with that. I think that's all right. I don't think, but of course, now that's not realistic, that's anachronistic, that's... That's you being anti-government. Well, our founding fathers were pretty much anti-government. They wanted to keep it in a constitutional cage. And, you know, I look at the things I like to do in my life. And, you know, the freedom to travel is one. And I recognize that people's religious liberty is being threatened. Their liberty is being threatened in many ways. Now, some people only recognize it in terms of, you know, mandating participation in certain tax schemes that fund abortion. You know, that is a fundamental violation if you perceive and believe that abortion is wrong, right, on a moral or a spiritual level. How about, you know, the vaccine issue? When we talk about injecting toxic components from animals and aborted fetal. Yeah, here again, we come to that, and we have governments consistently violating religious liberty in that regard. Oh, no, you're not allowed, or we've got too many people that have claimed religious freedom, so you don't get to, as if there's a quota on religious belief. So, you know, the dilemma is, you know, as the idealistic side of me, or that is who I am, having to come up and butt heads against the so-called pragmatists who say, well, you can't have that level of freedom. You can't be free to move about the earth cabin like you want to, Robert, or else it'd be chaos, right? Simple freedoms. You know, these freedoms, these rights to travel, given to us not by government, but by God, by a creator. And yet governments get in the way of those things. And so, you know, fundamental to this show is perhaps a little bit of tension every day, every show, where I'm like pushing against it, recognizing that not everybody's ready for freedom, not everybody embraces freedom, yet for those of you who do, maybe you're a bit turned on by this. And I don't mean this in a super Don in a wah-wah-wah kind of way, you know. But, you know, it's like, freedom, right? You get that and you're like, yeah, right? Whether it be a Mel Gibson kind of thing in the movies or in your own level of reality. And part of the freedom is the freedom to communicate. The freedom to speak, right? Freedom of speech. In the First Amendment, it talks about freedom of religion, freedom of your beliefs, conscious freedom of speech as well. And I think they go hand in hand because we're butting up against political correctness all of the time. And that violates a fundamental freedom of speech. Now, you could be freedom to speak things that are, and by the way, the First Amendment wasn't written to protect speech that everyone goes, oh, yeah, we like that. It's written specifically because there's going to be speech you don't like and to protect that. But in the court of public opinion, certain speech, certain words, you can't say. And I'm not necessarily going into a George Carlin-esque monologue here because of the seven words you can't say on TV, which now you can apparently after 10 o'clock on cable. But, you know.
Some of them anyway, yes.
Some of them. What we're doing on radio, of course, we're cognizant of the fact that the FCC says, nah, you can't say that because we have, you know, radio, syndicated radio, as well as obviously an internet presence where you have more freedom. But this Disney person, Terry Rose Rossio, apparently he did Aladdin, Shrek, Pirates of the Caribbean. He's very apparently sympathetic to people who have woken up to the reality of vaccine injury. That is, vaccine injury is real. That vaccines aren't safe. Now, whether this guy is an anti-vaxxer, as we've been smeared with, and I say smeared with it, even though many of us have gone, that's fine. Yeah, he is now. But whether we acknowledge and say, oh, yeah, I'm an anti-vaxxer or not, the smear version of it, the CIA term, like conspiracy theorist, it's meant to denigrate. It's meant to some level, dehumanize, to make you, ostracize you, give you that scarlet letter, to make it that other people are not going to want to be around you. It's also considered to be what, blackballing, or what is the term, you know, when you're no longer in the good side of an industry. You'll be
blacklisted.
Blacklisted, right? So, irony of irony, this guy comes out and says, you know what, I'm sympathetic to the people that are called anti-vaxxers because he knows the pain that they felt because their children, for instance, have been injured by vaccines. So, now he is going to be blacklisted because he made an uncouth comparison. Not even one that I would necessarily agree with, but he tweeted out this. And Super Don, do you want to read this tweet, everybody? Because this is a shocker a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to do it totally verbatim just because.
Okay, yeah. Please don't.
I don't want to get us in trouble. But here's what he says. And look, let me read it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
The tweet says, my heart goes out to all the parents of vaccine-damaged children who have not only endure the sadness of their loss, but also the vitriol of ill-informed and insensitive people such as those here. And he says, anti-vax is the equivalent of calling someone a N-word and makes as little sense.
Okay. So that's Terry Rossio.
Now, here's the thing. I said, let me just, very important sure. detail here. Yeah. I said N-word.
Yeah.
He did not say N-word. He actually spelled out what N-word stands for.
Right.
So, you know, listen, when you look at the tweet and you look at the first part of it,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't necessarily, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
necessarily say that he is against vaccines. You kind of get that idea.
Sure.
But what he's pointing out here mm-hmm. is, you know, look, these people are people, and their children have been damaged by vaccines. And so, you know, when these people say anything about that, they are labeled anti-vaxxer, they're persecuted, they're mocked, they get threats. I mean, it's just ugly. It's demeaning. It's persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when he goes on then next to say that calling somebody an anti-vaxxer is the equivalent of calling someone an N-word, I understand where he was trying to go with it. Okay. The problem is, as you very eloquently set this up, is that word is not something that is acceptable in any form or fashion, nor do I say that it should be.
But
on Twitter, dude, you know, you don't, when you are a Hollywood guy, and you come out with a tweet.
You are asking for trouble.
That's anti-vaccine and drops the N-bomb on there.
Right. Yeah.
I hope he's got a good 401k.
Right.
You know?
I think he's done well with the movies he's done, but he might not recover from this. I don't know. Now, you know, the N-word has got such a connotation, of course, in the way it's used historically. Of course, some people still use it. Remember our friend Darla Schein got in trouble just from bringing up vaccine issues and autism in the African-American community. Suddenly she was smeared as a racist, which she is not. And so I don't believe this guy is a racist. I think he misspoke. Let's just say he wasn't thinking clearly when he sent this tweet out. But the sentiment, the parallel, it's not exact, but the parallel is if you denigrate somebody with a word that you know is used to demean them, I can acknowledge that there is a distant relationship, not the same, but a distant relationship that the attempts to use words or slurs like anti-vaxxer against those of you who have woken up because of the hardship and heartache of having a child either killed or injured by a vaccine, and then they attack you when you say, you know what, I got questions about these vaccines now. Again, it's not the same thing as the N-word, but there's a sentiment there of utilizing words to hurt, to smear, to denigrate, to ostracize, blacklist, or blackball. Folks, we've got a lot of healing. Maybe music can help us do that. We'll do so after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, obviously, music plays a big role even on this show. You know, occasionally we get people that are very musically oriented. I remember Super Don, of course, Liam Schaffer, a good buddy. He was just so musically, you know, infused, right? Very talented in that regard. Chris Barr, in his own right, gets in and appreciates music, and we talk about it. We make fun of each other, Neil Diamond versus Barry Manilow stuff. And, you know, I think about how music can evoke, just instantly take you back to places. You know, I've talked about this over the years here. And even, you know, growing up Jewish and being bar mitzvahed, we chanted the words in Hebrew. We sang, chanted, and it had this vibration about it. I didn't understand it at the time so much as I do now when people use words, mantras, singing, or in Christianity, even going back to the Gregorian chants, how music can be used medicinally. I think that's not a new concept, but I think it's lost to most of us in this world where we just go, we listen to music unconsciously. We just go, whatever. I'm like that. I'm pretty conscious about choosing something for a specific reason. It elicits a response in me that helps me, whether it be writing or other things. Or athletic endeavors, right? People will put on a particular tune that gets them fired up, right? Or people were moved when they saw the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody from the Queen music. You know, it elicits emotions. Now, if we're to use this for harm, there is speculation in history, and even Tesla maybe have talked about sonic weapons in history, that, you know, you can use sound, guess what, in a very interesting way in modern medicine. Sonic waves to break up kidney stones. Have you ever heard about this, Supernon? They can actually get you in and use it and break up a kidney. So sound can be destructive in a positive way at that point, but it can be dangerous too.
There was even that. I don't know if this is a rumor or not. I've never actually dug down to verify this. But you ever heard of something called the brown tone?
No. What is the brown tone?
this is something that apparently now that I've remembered it, I haven't have to look this up and see if this is a real thing, but it was a sound, a frequency that was just right, that if you aimed it at people, it would cause them to lose control of their bowels.
Whoa, okay, yeah, now bring that up, because there is known technology around the world that governments are using to break up riots. They use sound waves to do that. They can heat the skin with this stuff. We're not talking ionizing radiation. So recognize the power of sound. Yes, light, but light and sound. It can be uplifting, it can be destructive, depending on how you use it. This is why Michael Turrell is so brilliant with his whole tones frequencies. Because getting into that frequency that is healing is so important. The frequencies we imbue the echo water with now for healing purposes. It's amazing. Now there's a new study out talking about Alzheimer's and how the music can elicit functionality in an Alzheimer's patient that they're completely gone. And you play music from their childhood and it engages something that they are now present. Music. Now, they're not saying it's healing their Alzheimer's, because when the music stops, apparently they'll go right back to where they were. But my gosh, what a powerful thing that there's a different place in this computer brain that's a conduit, right? That we tap into the causal plane, if you will, of existence, the memories through the brain that is supposedly dysfunctional, but the music engages and brings them back at least temporarily. Is that not at least a little bit fascinating?
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I've heard of this sort of thing before. And in music, I love music. And just the idea that music can have that kind of an impact and stay with somebody to that degree, I think is fascinating. And I think they should look more into that. You know, there's something there.
They are. This is in the Journal of Prevention of Alzheimer's Disease. It was published recently. They talk about if you're especially into a piece of music, your brain does something called autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, which feels like a tingling in your brain or scalp. It's nature's own little buzz, according to this article, a natural reward that is described by some as a head orgasm. That's how they are describing this. And they say this is why people go to church, for instance, feeling the Lord move through you. And, of course, what is it? If you've ever been to a Southern Baptist church when they sing their music and their hymns and they're really into it, there's like, whoa, right? There's been plenty of comedic jokes about, the white man's church, right, getting into dangerous territory here, Super Don, where they all sit. and then you go into a church in the South and you're like, whoa, that's a whole different experience. But however you experience it, music seems to have an impact that goes far beyond the limitations of some of those memories or an ability to communicate them and bring them out in an Alzheimer's disease manifestation. So y'all check this out. There's even a link back to the original article about this ASMR. So if you've got a family member with Alzheimer's, go back to the music of their youth, something that lights them up, and you can bring them back temporarily according to this. And let us know if you have an experience like this. All right, when we come back, we're going out of this world because Super Don wants to, and I would never say no to Super Don, would I? Would I? Hey, occasionally, but not this time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It's an extremely disappointing decision.
Detroit's Mayor Mike Duggan reacting to the news from General Motors that's sending shockwaves through the Motor City and beyond. The automaker says it will lay off nearly 15,000 factory and white-collar workers, and up to five plants could close. production of some models will end next year. A fierce snowstorm over the Midwest has caused travelers to get stuck. Dozens of accidents have been reported in several states. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled and over 2,000 delays have been reported. A winter storm warning is now in effect for the Chicago metro area, and more than 170,000 customers are without power. The Coast Guard is also warning people to stay away from the shoreline of Lake Michigan, where waves could reach a height of 18 feet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Belcher.
60 meters. 50 meters, constant velocity. 37 meters. 30 meters. 20 meters. 17 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
Touchdown. Yes. What, was this the Sunday football game that Chris Barr was watching?
Was,
what are we talking about?
No, that was not the New England Patriot game.
what was that?
No, check it out. So today, yeah. I'm sitting here doing show prep, and going through the news, working on the notes, stuff like that, and I get a notification from Yahoo News that there's a live event taking place, and I'm subscribed to them for like live news events and video and stuff. So okay. I click on it, and it takes me over to NASA. And apparently, there's a spaceship that had been flying for 7 months, traveling through space. and was touching down on Mars. It's another like a Mars rover.
Okay.
And so I got to watch the countdown. I watched like for 15 minutes, you know, as they were doing their mission control, and they had all the people, and they were, you know, doing the things, and it was the separation and the entering the atmosphere, and then that was the recording of the touchdown on the surface of Mars. And this actual Mars rover is the purpose of it is to try and take readings of any type of like seismic activity that's right. going on Mars. And so I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool.
You know what? And apologies to our dear friend, departed friend, Jerry Doyle. But and I know how much he loved the space program in NASA, and I think about him too. When, you know, something like this happens, I think, yeah, Jerry would be, man, so excited today. I'm just like, earthquakes on Mars, really? How about predicting the ones here on Earth a little bit more accurately? You know, if you can argue to me that if we learned how to do it on Mars, we could do it better here, maybe I'd go with you here. But, and as much as, man, I'm a space geek too, growing up, right? And watching the Apollo. I had Apollo 11 astronaut pajamas when I was a kid. I was all in, you know? I'm less intrigued by dropping stuff on other planets, if that's really happening. Did you ever see the movie Capricorn 1? You remember that one?
Maybe. I don't remember.
It was like a mission to Mars that they faked, and they had a studio set and all of that. Now, this is unmanned, so I give them the possibility of reality here, because there are some folks in our audience, and I have questions about the whole, how do we get to the moon as human beings and survive the, you know, the radiation and everything. But, listen, Is it part of me going, that's kind of cool. We sent something, you know, 7 months out into the space and landed it on Mars. And I'm like, that would be cool. I hope it's real. I'm that cynical at this point. Not so much that I'm totally, totally deconvinced. But I just have, there's a part of me that goes, I just wonder now. Because there's so many black op budget scenarios behind the scenes. That's just me. And I don't mean to bum you out, Super Don. I know. I'm going to catch hell for this.
Not today, because we'll take up the rest of the hour doing that. But you know what? On that note, though, did you see that? And I'm looking frantically here really quick, but there was a story last week that I was looking up, and it was about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Russia has said that they are going to independently verify, here it is, Russia's space agency chief, we will verify the U.S. moon landings.
That it happened or didn't happen?
Yes. So apparently Russia, for some reason, feels that it's necessary. Russia's head of Russia's space agency said that a proposed Russian mission to the moon will be tasked with verifying that the American moon landings were real.
Real. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's interesting. If they got the budget to do it. But if they're doing a manned or unmanned mission, did they say?
That I do not have the information on here.
Okay.
How would the Russians prove that it was real, right?
Well, if they get there and the everything's there like it says.
Yeah, but how could they prove that they actually went, right?
I don't know if they didn't go.
It could be fake, right?
Well, of course, there's always that.
Could be fake.
Did you see Mike Adams, the health ranger, did a really good piece on the fires in California? Just today came out.
No, I didn't get a chance to read that yet.
And he was dissecting the whole claims of directed energy weapons. And he, you know, you'll like it because he actually called it out and said it's not likely based on what we know of the potential of fires to burn hot and that, as you mentioned the other day, living healthy plants can be singed or barely affected. And that in forest fires, that happens. So it's not unprecedented. Again, he didn't come out and conclude, but he wasn't, you know, oh, I'm all in on directed energy. Because sometimes you'll go, you know, it's a little too much. And so I think that pragmatism as well.
I saw a lot of these pictures that would be shared around online. And just like most things that get shared, and it's unfortunate, on Facebook, people don't take the 5 minutes that it took me to take that picture, do a reverse image search on it, and find that picture that they were saying, look, see, here's the buildings that got blown up. Yeah, I mean, was on other websites 2-3 years ago. So, you know.
And to that point, Super Don, it's like when I see photographs, I don't immediately accept them as fact because there's so much ability to manipulate. And again, these events to try and throw people off by going, "Hey, let's just jump in and go," because we have that. What is that, confirmation bias?
Yeah,
that's a very real thing, and they play us. They play, or they attempt to. I think we're pretty good about it. I'm not going to get cocky here, but I mean, I think we're that's where I say the cynicism. No, it's more skepticism. We've got to be healthy in that realm. It's not like
healthy skepticism.
Yes, not phony skepticism is what I'm talking about. And here's the next story on the agenda, Super Don, really does juxtapose well and gives me a little cover for what I said about not going so excited about landing on Mars, right? I look at what we've got back here on planet Earth and go, yep, because we've cured cancer. There's no more autism. Autoimmunity is completely resolved. So let's keep, you know, spending trillions to go to other planets or other places. And so that's not me raining on your parade. It's just an acknowledgement that could we use our resources a little bit better? Of course. Would they be used better if we didn't have a space program? Probably not, because there are entities and agencies that are looking to, you know, basically steal from the people who are the producers, the people who have jobs that are working and out there trying, and then, you know, that money is taken, it's thrown into the proverbial government coffer, or the Federal Reserve prints it out of thin air and then lays it on you and your kids and your grandkids and on and on and on for a debt that perpetuity, I shall say, it can never be repaid. So that game's going to go on whether there's a space program or not. I get that. That's what our founders said. Don't make government so powerful and strong and centralized. It's going to ruin everything. And it's true. Look, here on this show, we know how to address autoimmune diseases. We know how to address cancer. We can reverse these things. Neurological degradation, we've been through this for many, many years. We haven't required billions or trillions of dollars of research either. Nature as our alibi. Nutrient deficiencies, heavy metal toxicities, environmental degradation. Yes, there's what we call miasmic conditions. That's inherited predispositions, right? These are all part of it. But we've got a case, and we've got a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom. Howdy, y'all. Love you, too. On UK Health Radio, they listen. Autoimmune conditions are rising by 9% each year in the United Kingdom. 9% each year. Good Lord. Do you think that we would make that the number one crisis? 9% increase? Now, there's also another thing we're going to get into in terms of autism, the new rate, 1 in 40. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bittar a little later. But my gosh, rising rates of autoimmune conditions, they say they're costing the UK billions each year. They have a socialized system. They have a single-payer system. And it's going to bankrupt it. Because what does modern medicine have for autoimmune diseases? Basically, immunosuppressant drugs. Anti-inflammatory drugs that destroy your liver, kill your immune system, and give rise to even worse diseases, including cancer. You kill the immune system, what do you expect is going to happen? So Connect Immune Research, according to this article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Y'all check it out. Let's see, they say it's a coalition of medical research charities said many autoimmune conditions are becoming more common, increasing in incidence by as much as 9% each year. You know, there's the economic concern, and that's legitimate. I get that, as we spend trillions to go out to Mars. I don't know. But what is the cause of autoimmune disease? They don't know. They don't acknowledge it. If they say genetic and if they say environment, it's just kind of terms that placate the public to say, yes, we acknowledge there are a number of reasons that this happens. And I think I've got the simplest explanation ever communicated on planet Earth about autoimmune diseases, Super Don. No, I'm not being cocky. I just think it's very simple. Your immune system is designed to know what is self and what is not self. Okay? That's immunology 101. If something goes awry there and the immune system starts attacking the cells that are self, considered self, there has to be a reason. I don't believe in random acts of miscellany in your immune system. There's a reason. The question is, what is that reason? Well, if your immune cells recognize what is you and what is not you, what happens to you that causes it to attack you? You have been altered. You have been degraded due to exposure to environmental toxins, toxins coming in through the food, water, and air, displacing the minerals that are necessary to have self-integrity. Okay? The integrity of the cell itself that is you by accordance of your own immune system. I know that's me. I'm not going to attack. And due to deficiency, toxicity, and the combination of two going on and on and on, spiraling, we have a disaster ensuing. that our immune system begins to attack what we think is ourself, like rheumatoid arthritis. The cells of the bones now suddenly don't look the same. They're corrupted in space, and the immune cells go, let's attack. They're deficient in the minerals. They're loaded with toxins that don't belong there, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's a secondary story here that goes into homeopathy. It says homeopathy 101, but I don't think this is homeopathy 101. This is at least 201, 301. You know what I'm saying? It's further on in there. Talking about autoimmune disorders and how to treat them holistically. And it goes into the studies here that were acknowledged that there is also an emotional component to autoimmune diseases. It's not just physiology. Yes, it is physiology, but emotions, what, make manifest physicality. Change your belief, alter what manifests. That's a fact, too. So the homeopathic medicines that are focused on in here are going into some very deep levels of addressing the emotional states of the patients with autoimmunity. And that may be of some assistance. And I'll, you know, encourage you guys to read into that. I'm not going to go into that now. That would get too confusing. But I want to acknowledge that if you did that and got some benefit, but ignored, neglected the toxic food and the deficiencies that resulted that altered the integrity of self, that caused the immune system to attack what you thought was you, then you've missed the whole fundamental physicality of autoimmune responses, which are not the immune system gone awry or wrong. It's doing what by God it's designed to do, but what you have done through your behavior, either in ignorance or arrogance, is alter you to the point where your immune system says, that's not me.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, thank you all for being here. 2 hours today, 6 days a week, live on GCN, our home in broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. You can find us at robertscottbell.com. Links to all the archives, including there and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud, as well as YouTube, as long as we're able. Occasionally, things will end up on Brighteon as well. And it's all there in the notes. Including links to the Cyber Monday deals at the Hell's Ranger store.
Yes, I'm sure a lot of people are tired of hearing about cyber because everybody's trying to sell you stuff right now. And most of that stuff is stuff you don't need, you know, and you don't necessarily want, but they're trying to hook you in here. But if you do want to get some stuff that we would stand behind, over at the Health Ranger store, for the next 5 hours, you only got 5 hours left. He's blowing out all kinds of stuff on the store, up to 61% off. And I mean, we're talking about stuff that you can actually use.
Yes.
Things like turmeric, you know, and organic cocoa powder and astaxanthin and pink Himalayan salt, you know, 40, 50, 60% off. So if you go over to robertscottbell.com, we've got a couple of banners there. You click on the banner, pick up some stuff at a really great price that you can take, you know, advantage of and use. Yeah. And that's also a great way to support the show because we get a little piece of that when you do that.
I think, that's it. And also our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, I think he succumbed to my mom's charms because she said, why aren't you doing a Cyber Monday deal? And he came out and said, today only at choosetobehealthy.com. Extra 5% off. That never happens. So go ahead and take advantage of that as well.
Also, I don't want to forget about this because we talked about this yesterday and it's still going on. Ty Bollinger is still until midnight tonight. If you go over, we've got a banner there. He's doing the Truth About Vaccines, the seven episode docuseries that he did a while back.
Right.
If you get one, it's 90% off, 90% off of the original price. And when you get one for 90% off, you get another one free. So you get two copies of The Truth About Vaccines. It's like for less than $30.
We got all of your holiday shopping here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including WholeTones.com, 20% off with the code RSB20. Now, time for some great moments in science.
Great moments in science.
Science.
Great moments in science.
You know, there's a theme park called Legoland, but I don't think this is part of the tour. I hope not, anyway.
It's more like, where does the Lego land, right?
Yes, where's Waldo? Yes. Oh, where's the head off of your little Lego, little Johnny? Oh, I ate it. Well, apparently, some scientists got wind that this happens occasionally. Kids swallow Legos. And they wanted to know how long it would take to get through you. So they went out and found, I think, what, 6 volunteers to swallow a Lego head. They beheaded a little Lego man. Yeah. And swallowed it to find out how long it would take to transit through and come on out the other end. Now, my question is, Super Don, who gets to look for it when it comes out? Or even before? Because you don't know when it's coming out. Every time you go, number 2, I think it is, you're going to be going, how much
is it there?
Oh, is it there?
Is it there yet? Is it there yet? Is it there yet?
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, so, yeah, they had to actually dig through, you know, and try and find the little Lego head. And they found, where's the number on this? So on average, it took, where is it here? Let's see, what's this?
1 to 3 days?
Or is it 1 to 3 days? Yeah, and so... Yeah, they came up with the answer they were looking for. But listen, let's not poke too much fun at this, because this was very scientific.
Okay.
Because they had some things in here. The researchers developed what they call a stool hardness and transit.
Mm-hmm.
The acronym for that is SHAT. Stool hardness and transit. In order to try and measure, you know, how long it took and the hardness of the stool. And then...
Mm-hmm.
And then the researchers also had to tabulate what they described as the found and retrieved time, which is the acronym for that is FART. So the FART score was just the number of days it took to pass and retrieve the Lego head. So listen, we've cured cancer.
Yeah,
we've answered all of the great you know, mysteries of the universe, and now we know how many days it takes to pass a Lego head. If you happen to swallow it.
We have searched your poo, so now you don't have to.
Oh! Yucky, 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 yucky. Yeah. Oh, yucky, 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 yucky. Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, that's it. Thanks. We covered the SHAT and the FART. Super Don has been made complete right here. But there's a whole other hour to go, folks. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Rasha Bittar is scheduled to join us to do some advanced medicine. Not such good news, but now autism, they say 1 in 40. We've got gastritis, probiotics, sonic attacks, Alzheimer's, vax, and college students and the adenovirus. Maybe it's mold. With that, we're going to take a break and be back, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.